With just a few days to go before the Iowa presidential caucuses, Mr. Trump lands in Des Moines this evening to rally supporters. National correspondent Stephanie Tsai is at the site of his rally at Drake University. Hi, Stephanie. So the rally hasn't started yet, but tell us about the atmosphere.
Well, it is just electric. You know, these rallies feel like rock concerts, and I think that is by design. As soon as you walk into the auditorium, and by the way, there are more than 7,000 people that can fit into this auditorium, and I imagine it will be packed and past this prologue at these Trump rallies. But you walk in, there are bright lights, there is rock music blaring through amplifiers. They amp up the crowd this way, and you can really feel that energy. President Trump is due to speak here just hours after he gives a speech in Michigan in which he is expected to tout that trade deal, the free trade deal that he signed with Mexico and Canada. We would expect that he would also tout that accomplishment here at this rally. You know, I spoke to a Trump supporter right before I came on the air, and he compared Donald Trump to Garth Brooks, saying President Trump is the Garth Brooks of politics. He wasn't all that interested in politics. He didn't even vote for Trump in 2016, but here he is at this rally planning to vote for Trump in the election in November because he feels like he speaks to him and he feels like he was never interested in politics until this candidate took the stage. This rally, Judy, also a reminder of whoever ends up being the Democratic standard bearer is up against these raucous, highly energetic rallies of several thousand people. That undoubtedly is part of the Trump campaign strategy 4 days ahead of the Iowa caucus, is to remind folks of the muscular support that he has here in Iowa, which he won by 9 points in 2016.
And that reminds me, Stephanie, you have been talking to voters who are going to those Democratic caucuses. What can you tell us about the state of their race?
Well, I'll tell you, we have been to 6 presidential campaign events in the last 3 days, and those events contrast greatly with what we're seeing at this rally. It seems like the strategy for the Democratic candidates this week is to hold small, intimate events where they can get their message across, where they can make eye contact with voters, where they can shake their hand, maybe answer a few questions at town halls. You'll hear about them talking. You'll hear them talking about substantive policy issues, policy platforms, but every single one of them will talk about beating Trump. And we did attend one of Vice President Joe Biden's events today in a suburb of Des Moines. Again, it was in a high school gymnasium, about 170 feet, 5 people gathered. It was a highly staged event, and every single time the Vice President mentioned beat Trump, that is when he got the biggest applause line. As you know, Judy, the polls right now showing a very tight race at the top, so you really get the sense that candidates are desperate for every single vote. And in fact, after Vice President Biden gave this grand stump speech, he had a very humble message at the end, which was basically, please help me. I need you to vote on Monday.
Fascinating. Stephanie Tsai there reporting for us from Des Moines, just a few days away from the caucuses. Thank you, Stephanie.
My pleasure.